Hello, listeners. My name is Ken Cub Adam Fox, and you're listening to GLBC Radio. I am a 29-year-old gay leather bear cub. I am currently reporting live from a posh condo just on the outskirts of Calgary, and it's in viewing distance of Canada Olympic Park. I'm married to an awesome, loving man who puts up with all my shit. Currently, today is an awesome day. And on this podcast, you're going to love it because I have video of my aunt getting her belly button pierced. So, today, my aunt has decided to get her belly button pierced. She has been meaning to do it for some time now, and after talking a little bit with me, because I have several piercings, not a belly button one though, she has drummed up enough courage to go and get it done herself. So, off we went to the tattoo place. When we arrived, the place was spotless. It was a really, really high-end one. I believe the woman charged us like $95, and in BC, when I asked the guy how much he was doing that piercing for, it was only $75, but that was a couple years ago. Anyways, the woman doing the piercing was very good. She used black latex gloves, and not the powder kind, just in case, you know, allergies. And all her instruments were sanitized very good before she started. I may even post a video I shot of it getting done. I'll probably post it on my website in a day or two. So check it out at www.glbcradio.co.cc. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. Later on, I went to my cousin's housewarming party. Some of my family was supposed to be there, besides my cousin and her husband and the two little boys. So, I helped my aunt make some chili to take to the party, and Frank got some flowers, and it was really nice. We went to the party, and I spoke to my cousin for a total of 5 minutes in the span of about 3 hours. And about 4 minutes near the end, when her husband, who just could not sit still, I think he's got a little bit of hyperness in him for some reason, or he's just nervous around parties, I asked my cousin about her two friends, a blonde boy and a black-haired boy with a goatee, who were most likely cruising each other right there in the kitchen when I asked my cousin if her two friends were gay, she shot me down big time. She said, no, the blonde one is married and he's not gay. And to my defense, I explained to her, the black-haired boy has an earring only in the left side. Now, that's typically the side gay boys wear their earrings. Not in my case, because I have 4 earrings in my ears, and I have 2 in each side, you know, balance. But left is typically the side gay boys wear earrings, and he only had one. So, let's see, where am I? Oh, second, the two of them were chatting each other up, and the blonde-haired guy asked the black-haired guy if he wanted to go to another barbecue after this party. But I guess he did not want to, and they poured some drinks and went and sat beside each other outside on the lawn. Did I mention the blonde-haired boy had a stereotypical lisp? And he was following the black-haired boy all over the house all the time. My cousin got angry. Then we decided to leave. So we left, and then we went back to my aunt's house, and there was a consensus about the two guys as we were playing it back in our heads. Now, normally my gaydar is a little off, but my loving husband said the same thing, and he is almost never wrong. So, we had a few drinks, watched some TV, I checked my email, I got a letter from my cousin stating that she did not get to see us very much at her party, so she wanted to come over and visit the next day. We also were being visited by two more aunts and one more uncle that day, so it was okay. So, the next day, we were greeted by my two aunts and one uncle, and we chatted up a storm, and they were so nice and friendly, and they were nice to me and my husband, and then in comes my cousin and her son with a story that her other son was not feeling well and had to, you know, stay home with his daddy. I honestly believe that was a cop-out, but it could have been true. So, my two aunts and one uncle are out on the patio, and my cousin plops right down with her back to me and started chatting with them for the whole visit, ignoring me. And here's the reason. Her reason to come over was to spend some time with me. And here she is the whole time with her back towards me. I have video evidence of this, and I might just post it on my website. How rude. Honestly, I figure this is the rudest thing she has ever done. Well, my two aunts and uncle were getting a wee bit tired after we had dinner, and they decided to leave. Moments later, my cousin took her son and left as well. I hugged her goodbye, you know, being pleasant and all, and that was it. I maybe spoke to her 5 minutes again, and for the whole time she was there, she had her back towards me. Like I said before, I have video as I taped it, and I was supposed to meet with my other cousin, her brother. I like to call him the cowboy, because he's won several belt buckles, wrestling bulls, and riding horse, and everything like that, because he's a typical Alberta boy. I guess he really wanted to see me, and needed to talk to me really badly, but he did not show up. Turns out he had broken his wrist, either his wrist or his hand, and went back home to his wife. The bugger didn't even call me. I had to hear it from a third party, and I was there 8 whole days, and he couldn't, like, bother to come out and see me, which kind of pissed me off. Well, anyways, you know why I don't really get along with some of my family. But the trip was a wonderful one, don't get me wrong. We spent most of the time at my aunt and uncle's house in the posh bungalow on the edge of Calgary with an amazing view. And we were really happy to have spent so much time with them, as they were me and my husband's best man and maid of honor at our wedding. So we were so happy to see them. Anyways, a few more days later, we flew back to Toronto on the same Boeing 737 Sunwing jet, and they played, I believe the movie was called Leatherheads. I think that's what the movie was called. It was a football movie with George Clooney in it. Anyways, we had a stopover in Edmonton briefly, loaded a few more people on the plane, had an airplane food meal, which they served wine, which I found really strange because it was for free. And they served snacks. We got to Ontario around 2:30 a.m., picked up our luggage, and took an airport limo home to where our three cats had missed us so bad they wouldn't stop snuggling us for the next 3 days. Well, that was my adventure in Calgary. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of my life, and you have been listening to GLBC Radio. This is CanCub Adam Fox, And to get in contact with me, you can email me at glbcradio@gmail.com, or you can Skype or Gizmo me at CanCubAdamFox, that's CanCubAdamFox, or you can check out my webpage where I should be posting videos quite shortly, probably within the next day or two, at www.glbcradio.co.cc. Anyways, this is CanCub Adam Fox, twirl hugs from Ontario, and I'm signing out. Have a good night. Bye-bye.